It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Brell. The number of Californians being pulled into the home foreclosure process has jumped. Jenny O'Mara reports those numbers had dropped earlier this year.
The real estate tracking firm DataQuick reports the number of notices of default in California jumped nearly 26% from the second quarter to the third. Those notices are the first step in the foreclosure process. DataQuick's Andrew LePage says the increase might have come as lenders worked out settlements after the robo-signing scandal, where mortgage papers were quickly signed without attention to detail.
To hear some in the lending industry and the regulatory community tell it, certainly changes to their procedures over the last year, combined, I think, in some cases with just increasing staffs for processing delinquent loans, has something to do with why we saw those numbers jump, you know, over the last couple of months.
LePage says notices had dropped to a three-year low in the second quarter. At the state capitol, I'm Jenny O'Mara.
California Governor Jerry Brown's realignment program continues to draw criticism less than 3 weeks into its existence. Starting October 1st, California counties assumed responsibility for low-level offenders. The governor has argued the old correction system is broken and could be improved by giving counties local control over the rehabilitation process. But Republican Assemblyman Jim Nielsen says sex offenders who served their sentence, then committed another crime after being released, are now getting out earlier than they would have under the previous system.
These are parole violators who would have worked their way back to prison, but now did not. Instead, they're back on the streets.
And some big city mayors are demanding that the state reimburse their police departments for realignment-related costs. The State Department of Corrections disagrees with Nielsen. It says violators aren't being treated any differently than they were before the realignment began, just being supervised by a different level of government. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.